Timmins, 4 years after the Second World War started, a local teacher serving in the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, penned a plea to local councils to adopt an orphan bomber squadron. Half a century later, a gunner from the highly successful group forged a serendipitous friendship with a proud Porcupine native, though it took a decade to realize the connection. The story starts in November 1943 with Flight Lieutenant Don Simpson of the newly created 433 Squadron. Simpson had been a grade 8 teacher at South Porcupine Public School and asked the Porcupine District, the townships of Tisdale and Whitney, and the town of Timmins, to take the section under their wing. If this were done, our name would be the Porcupine Squadron, and the Porcupine would be on our squadron crest. The name is an apt one, inasmuch as the Porcupine can cause a good deal of discomfort to its enemies, as we hope to do to ours, wrote Simpson in a letter printed on the front page of the Porcupine Advance on December 23, 1943. Simpson's offer was accepted and the Porcupine Squadron was born. Related. Roll call. South Porcupine war hero saved multiple people. See, they all have a story. Timmins Woman's Poppy Quilt Touring Stateside. Over the next 2 years, a local committee raised money and collected supplies for their adopted squadron. In April 1944, a concert with a splendid program was advertised to raise funds to provide comforts for the Porcupine Squadron No. 433. In July of that year, tag days in South Porcupine, Whitney and Schumacher brought in $267.36 for the bomber squadron. When it wrapped up on June 11, 1945, the Timmins organization had shipped 320,000 cigarettes, 26,208 chocolate bars, 12,000 packages of gum, 5,028 toilet articles, 1,500 articles of clothing such as socks and pajamas, 25 pounds of pipe tobacco, and a large amount of reading material. At the time of this photo, Mac McPherson, left, who was a flight navigator, and mid-upper gunner Harold Reed were the two remaining veterans from the Second World War's Porcupine Squadron 433. Supplied photo. The late gunner Harold Reed was one of the men who served on the Porcupine Squadron. Born in Acton, Ont, he enlisted in Regina, Sask, in October 1943, 4 weeks after his 18th birthday. While he wanted to be a pilot, the training for that role took a while and, wanting to get into service, he settled on being a mid-upper gunner on a Lancaster bomber. Long after hanging up his active gear, Reed and his wife, Mildred, moved to Cambridge for their retirement after living in Mississauga for over 30 years. That's where, in 1994, he met Robert Merritt, who was born and raised in Porcupine. Merritt was the reverend at the First United Church in Cambridge, and the Reeds chose to worship at his congregation. When Reed died in 2017, Merritt spoke at his funeral and shared his eulogy with Timmins Today to help tell this story, and the many unexpected connections to the Porcupine Squadron. A decade after becoming friends with Reed, one Sunday Merritt mentioned a trip to Porcupine for the Whitney reunion in the early 2000s. He told me that my little town in northern Ontario had adopted his squadron as their own and they flew as the Fighting Porcupines, or Porkies, as they were more affectionately known, he wrote. Harold told me that he had never met anyone from Porcupine before. And if I wouldn't mind, could I bring greetings to my hometown on behalf of a crewman who was so grateful for their support? Reed wanted the good people of Porcupine to know how much their support meant during the war. Can you imagine an 18-year-old signing up to be a midship gunner on one of the world's most iconic warplanes? It was a dangerous job to do. Harold told me that knowing that support of a town in northern Ontario flew on every mission made all the difference in the world to him, said Merritt. I was privileged to honor Harold's request 58 years after the war ended. It was good for the people of Porcupine to hear his thank you. Some at the reunion remembered the story well. Letters of thanks from Royal Canadian Air Force Porcupine Squadron 433 members that were printed in the Porcupine Advance in February 1945. The 433 Squadron was formed in September 1943 in Skipton-on-Swale, Yorkshire, England. It flew 2,316 missions and had a 91% success rate, according to the RCAF. It disbanded at the end of the war and has been activated and dissolved several times since. It's currently an RCAF unit at CFB Bagotville in Quebec. Though the years, multiple unlikely connections to the Porcupine Squadron have come to fruition for Merritt. His father served in the RCAF, and while he personally doesn't have a military background, three of his four children were air cadets. As chaplain of an air cadet squadron, Merritt met a former Porcupine Squadron commanding officer, Paul Kissman. His grandparents were German. During the Second World War, their hometown was bombed out, causing them to flee. They were bombed by the Porcupine Squadron on one of Harold's cruise mission runs, said Merritt. Ironically, his grandparents came to Canada after the war and began raising their family, which eventually provided them with a grandson who became the commanding officer of Squadron 433, the very same squadron that had forced them to evacuate their homes. Within a month of that meeting, Merritt met a then-RCAF commander. Merritt mentioned his connection with Reed and the Porcupine Squadron, which led him to discover that the commander was also a Porcupine Squadron alumni during its stint in Cold Lake, Alberta. To my greater surprise, he asked me to share a message to my friend Harold telling him that he was going to recommission the 433 Squadron, he said. It was his personal pleasure to reinstate the Porcupine Squadron because he had been the commanding officer that had decommissioned it in 2005. It was my joy and pleasure to phone and tell Harold that the general was bringing back his squadron.